Welcome to Muskoka Road Ramble, a guided stroll through the historic downtown, highlighting heritage buildings, local stories, waterfront connections, and key businesses. St. James Anglican Cemetery, 940 Muskoka Road South, McCabe's Landing. The blocks between Caroline Street and Main Street, with the St. James Anglican Cemetery in the middle, were the location of Lot 6, the parcel of land granted to Gravenhurst's first settlers, James and Letitia McCabe, in 1859. They called their homestead McCabe's Landing, which was the name people used for the region until a post office was established in 1862, and the community was officially named Gravenhurst. Once their home was built, the McCabes built a tavern with accommodations and outfitting services. The outpost, known as the Freemason's Arms, was noted in Cecil Porter's book, Gravenhurst, Early Days, Early Ways, as advertising that boats and fishing tackle were always on hand for the convenience of parties. The bar was always well supplied with fine liquors and cigars, though historian Geraldine Coombs notes that Mrs. McCabe was known to stir their signature drink, made of water, vinegar, and molasses, with her bare hand. The McCabe family was known for their kindness and generosity. After officially acquiring Lot 6 in 1864, they donated 1 acre to the Anglican Church, where members established the cemetery and built a church so traveling clergy no longer needed to hold services at the Freemason's Arms. With an increasing population, the church became too small and a new one was built in 1882, which sadly burned in 1887. It was rebuilt and still stands in the same plot at the corner of Hotchkiss and John Streets today. Thank you for joining us on this journey through Gravenhurst's storied streets. This tour was compiled by the Gravenhurst Municipal Heritage Committee, the Town of Gravenhurst, and Away We Go Trips. You've been listening to a North Star Networks production recorded right here in Muskoka and featuring the music of local singer-songwriter Sean Cotton and audio recording by local producer Diana Jacqueline.